entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Thanks for tuning in. Joining me as always, your friend and my friend, ladies and gentlemen, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm warm and comfortable.
You know what I didn't do in the fucking thing? Like, I always do the intro the same. And I didn't point out that Heroes Talk is home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, I Apologize, and this pile of horseshit. Not that I didn't name the other shows. I just didn't get to remind the listener that they're listening to shit. That's what really bugged me.
But right, Steve, now. Just right now.
Right now. No. Currently. If they're hearing me say it, they need to know if they're unaware, which would be rare. It would be very, very difficult for that to happen. Very unlikely that they would hear my voice, hear our show, and not know that they're hearing shit. But I like to tell them. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm just dreading this. I'm doing this show tonight. I'm dreading it.
Never dread it.
Not that I don't want to do the show. I'm excited to do it. I want to do the show. I'm dreading it because of all the other shit that I have to do. And I really can't do anything about the fucking snow that fell. I have to go to work tomorrow. I have to. I absolutely have to, and that means I have to wake up fucking early and shovel. When the snow falls on a Friday night, on a Saturday,
who gives a shit?
Let it fucking melt. If it's there on Monday morning, we'll fucking deal with it then. But no, now, middle of the goddamn week, we got a problem. We have a fucking compacted mogul. Sean White's preparing for Sochi at the end of my fucking driveway.
You have a sidewalk in front of your house that you have to shovel?
Of course. Yeah, I do.
All right. Now, if it's on the weekend, do you ever get in trouble for not shoveling it? Or do you just always just do it anyway?
I always just do it because I was always told, if you have a sidewalk, you have to shovel it.
Right.
I don't know who the fucking sidewalk police.
Hey, we've gotten at my house when I was younger, and it wasn't just always my job to do the sidewalk, which started when I was about 8, so this might have happened when I was 6 or 7. We got warnings because, I mean, we're not too far from, like, my elementary school is, like, right down the street.
Sure.
So we definitely get traffic of people going to and from that school. But, like, the law, supposedly, I don't know if it's statewide law or just the town law.
Yeah.
But it's 24 hours after the snow ends. You have to have it done.
Oh,
but
no.
Also, on the weekend.
Fuck that. And I'm saying, when I decide to get off my fucking ass and shovel it, I will do the sidewalk.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that I'm going to get in trouble if I don't do the fucking sidewalk. No, when I decide to remove the snow, I include the sidewalk as part of that. Fuck everybody in this fucking development. Fuck everybody here. Because I'll do it. I'll do a great job. Make it clean. Looks like snow never fell on that fucking sidewalk. Go out, take the dog. I'm like, oh, you know what? It's good that people do this. Blah, blah, blah. Turn a corner. And then fucking 3 houses don't
right
have their
row.
Fucking things shoveled. Yeah.
And it's always right in a row. It's not like you just had to trudge through one.
And the fact that I've done it and they haven't means that it's a problem. Because I am not very diligent. I'm not, the minute the last flake hits the ground, I'm not out there to catch it and move it to the lawn. I let the shit go. I'm not diligent with it. And if you're less diligent than me with removing this fucking snow, that means you're a fucking asshole. You're a nuisance. And
that's
I
like reverse Schadenfreude.
Here's what I want to do. I want to just say, you know what? It's a sidewalk. It's fucking frozen out. Fuck it. You know, yep. You know why, Steve? You know why? Because even when
you don't fucking care.
Because no. I care because we all have to do it, right? So I do it too. My fucking number one complaint with this fucking town that I live in is that even if it's what's the perfect temperature for you, Steve? Short weather, you know, shorts, t-shirt. What's the best temperature?
60 to 65.
Let's say it's fucking 71. Beautiful out. Not a cloud in the goddamn sky. You see, I just threw your temperature away and went for my own anyway.
I like it cold.
Let's say it's 71, not a cloud in the sky, slight breeze, beautiful out. You would drive around my fucking development and you'll see people out. They're enjoying the weather. Where are they walking? In the fucking road!
Oh, that pisses me off to no end.
It's cracked. There's cracks. It's uneven. Then why in the fuck would I ever bother shoveling the shit in the winter?
Now, wait. Do you have asphalt
fuck
sidewalks?
Everybody.
Are those asphalt sidewalks?
No,
or are they like those
like
blocks,
the
cement
the,
blocks?
The individual
cement squares.
Yeah, the squares of poured concrete.
Now, when I was little, all the streets, like the two main streets in my town, were all asphalt. Then they started like within the town and did the cement stuff. Now it's like a lot of our town has those cement, and we recently got it, like last three years ago.
Yeah.
And more people now that we have brand new sidewalks walk in the street than they did 3 years ago when it was terrible. Yeah. I just don't understand. I don't get it.
Not only do they impede the fucking road, because it's not a highway. It's not a double yellow. It's a fucking residential... Yeah. Off the goddamn main drag development, not a line on the road. It's slow as fuck is the speed limit. And they take that under their fucking hat, and it's just like, well, we could walk in a fucking side-by-side conga line of fucking six people and just cut off three-quarters of the road because we're pedestrians.
Fuck. Or the bikers, or the people on bicycles that are like four people wide.
You know what?
You know, they can't go four people long. They got to go wide.
Our sidewalk is used by people on bikes and fucking skateboards and shit more than it is by people that walk a fucking dog or anything. These fucking people...
And people on bikes aren't even supposed to be doing that.
I don't want to trip. Look where you're going. What, are you going to fall in a fucking storm drain? So you're not going to walk in the center of the road so nothing gets in your way? So you can just have your head up your ass while you're fucking walking?
New Jersey only coddles to that stupidity because now we have to stop, even if we're in the middle of like a main road, if someone glances at a crosswalk.
I have no problem with that.
I have a big problem with that.
I don't have a problem with it. I have a problem with the people that fucking have a goddamn sidewalk for walking so they can stay out of the fucking road, get out of the way of the cars... And, you know, make it not as much of a fucking begrudging task to clean and maintain that fucking sidewalk.
Yeah. Well, those are the same people that walk on the left side of a hallway or you know, just they don't follow the right-hand rule that if you're, you know, like...
Mostly yeah. These fucking hens that have to yammer on about fucking the new metrosexual on The Bachelor... What is he like? Oh, I can't believe him with these girls. They have to fucking stand shoulder to shoulder, six of them, doing their little slow walk. They're basically walking, but they're moving their shoulders like so it looks like they're fucking doing something. They're just walking, but shimmying their fucking forearms and shoulders at the same time to look like they're fucking working out. They're basically prancercising.
Yeah, it reminds me of prancercising.
It's kind of hot. It's the Prancercise Trot.
And if anybody has never seen it, go to YouTube, look up Prancercise, and just watch the lady.
Was it Roarback? Whatever her name is.
I forget.
Doesn't matter. Go look at the fucking fresh baked bread growing in her pants. the most amazing and creepy camel toe I've ever seen on an old lady with a wig.
Too.
Yeah, with a fucking Darth Vader helmet for hair. Oh, Christ. So that's why I'm a little fucking apprehensive during this show, because I know I'm gonna have to go out there. Because Steve, I'm not a morning person. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if I've ever imparted.
I'm pretty sure you are.
I'm not a fucking morning person. I'm not. Relative to people that work in an office environment, I am a late riser. I show up to work 9:30, 10 o'clock. Lately, it's been sliding to fucking 10 every day. And waking up early, just not my fucking thing. Just not. And the fact that I don't have to, man, I'm fucking spoiled. So now that I have to move snow.
Yep.
Just sucks.
You didn't pre-shovel or anything?
No, I got home like a little while ago.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I drove in this shit.
I'm not your keeper, so did I.
Yeah.
I like driving in the snow. I don't know about you, but I always find an excuse just to get out in it and see how bad it is.
So I was at work today. I got to work about 10 o'clock, like I just said. So I go and get a cup of coffee. Someone that, you know, I just try and not talk to at work. I mean, this is mean, but like they just have nothing they can fucking say to me.
There's always that person.
Hello. It's just like a fucking like if plastic blow molds that people put up on their yards in Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like a plastic mold of Jesus that was painted in 1972, but they never fucking updated it. They just
the big head of Santa.
Yeah, the big fucking discolored, unpainted plastic Santa head
with half of his face cracked off.
Yeah, it looks like when you're looking at her, it looks like that is staring back at you.
She's a blow mold face.
It's just like not even like physical appearance, but I'm saying like a presence, personality.
That blank.
Just fucking, like, staring at a dead eyes. I'm like, ugh, don't fucking, I don't. So I've devised this scheme for talking to this person where I will answer one of two ways. I will just go, ha! Or, like, if it's a statement, I'm going to just go, ha! It's a question, go, I don't know, what are you going to do? That's it. That's all I say to this person.
You could streamline the spoken part and just say, oh yeah?
I nod to acknowledge a hello. I just don't want to fucking talk to this person.
I've progressed to that point too. People say hi and what like you walk into a place that you're known, like I go to get cigarettes, they're like hi, I just nod. I'm just
So it's 10 o'clock, I'm getting my cup of coffee, and she comes in and says, hello, with like the fucking screwed up weird like expression, and I just nod, and I start making my coffee, and I hear something, but I didn't quite hear what it was, so I go, ha. Like I didn't know if it was a statement or a question. I go, ha, and then there was like a weird silence. She goes, well, I'm leaving. And I go, what are you gonna do? I've given myself two responses, and then she keeps talking. After I said, she goes, it's just too crazy, Ad. It's going to just be too crazy, so I'm going to leave. It's fucking 10 a.m. Like, you weren't working overnights.
You just... There was, like, nothing on the road at 10 a.m.
You just got here. The fuck are you doing?
Yeah, why'd you drive in? Why did you even waste the time?
The conditions that you drove on an hour ago are the fucking same. So you decided, and you looked at it, you know, it's probably not bad. I'll chance it. You make it to work, you get out of the car, you go to your desk, and you decide an hour later, just too bad out. Just too bad out.
Can't do it.
Gotta go home. And that was just fucking bewildering to me. Because if you make it there, if you're there, like, you just fucking stay. Unless it's going to be, you know, hideously horrible, you can't get your car out of the lot because there's 2 feet of snow. I mean, we can drive on fucking 6 inches of snow. It's not that big of a fucking deal. You just go slow and move on. I understand if you have a long commute, it's a little scary. But just fucking go slow and it'll be fine. You know, gear down, going down a hill. And fucking maintain your speed going uphill. Turn off traction control.
Dude, you're saying stuff that people have no idea why that works or to do it. I mean, I... I, I I like to drive in the snow.
Your instinct is, you learn when you drive, if I'm going too fast, I know how to slow down. It's the brake. And when people drive and they don't pay attention, which is more and more these days,
they just
and
go it's not right to the brake.
And it's not snowy, they fucking jam on the brakes. Like, whoa, brakes did it again. Good job, brakes. Stop me on a dime. So they drive the way they normally fucking drive. Most people drive the way they normally fucking drive when it's snowy out. And they fucking jam on the brakes and they slide off the fucking road. And then they wonder, or they curse the car maker. Like, this car is no good in snow. Like, fuck you. You're no good in snow. You're,
exactly.
You turn into a fucking moron. Ugh.
Dude, I have a 99 Honda Civic Coupe. Yeah. It weighs nothing. I mean, I could lift the thing over and flip it over if I wanted to.
I need to fucking brag. I didn't know you were so fucking strong.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying, it doesn't weigh that much. And I drive in the snow, and I have a great time. You know, I always like driving in the snow because it presents a challenge. I kind of find it fun and dangerous. I don't know. I think it's kind of maybe a little stupid, but I drive around, and I see people in SUVs or Audis that I know are four-wheel drive, or it's, you know, all these different cars, and I see them, and they're flying around, they're fishtailing, and I'm like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
Or the person that has, like, a fucking Hummer, an H4, going 5 miles an hour on 287, a freaking four-lane highway, in the fast lane. I'm like, dude, what is going through your head right now?
Yeah. Nothing, that's why.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I think if people just were smarter and learned how to drive, that's why I'm all for people having to retake their driver's test. If they fail, they have to take the 6 hours again.
Let's slow down. Come on, Steve.
No. Every 10 years, man. Every 10 years.
Come on.
You know
you don't want to be a clueless old person?
You know how many lives you would save?
That's all right.
Hell no.
You're talking about, you know, I pay into Social Security. I want in on that. I put up with old people driving shitty. I want to be one of those people. I don't want to be outlawed by the time it's my turn. Come on. I want to be a shitty old driver.
Get away with that shit, man. Old people like in New York, they'll be flying down like an avenue in New York and plow into 15 people and kill 3. But they'll get off with like a year probation.
What are you going to do? Jail them for the next 2 months of their life?
No.
Until they're dead?
You prevent the people from getting killed by... Every 10 years, I'm pretty sure someone can pass their driver's test in their 60s. They'll be good in their 70s and 80s unless they get dementia or like become paralyzed at some point where they really can't drive, but they still have a license.
You know, I don't really think of my parents as old people. Like, my dad's in his 70s. So, like, you say that to somebody, and I guess...
It's hard to sink in.
It's kind of like an old person age, right? Doesn't it seem like an old person age? My boss asked me, you know, how old my parents were, and I told him, and he's like, oh, I thought you said they lived in their house. I'm like, well, yeah, they do. So it was like a senior place. I'm like, no, they live in their home. They have a life. They do that shit. and it really just hit. He said that to me today, and it really hit me. It's like, holy shit, they're old.
How old is this guy's parents?
He's, I don't know, like 90. Who knows? Like, I didn't ask. Should I have asked?
Asked you? Yeah.
No. The thing is, we were in the conversation that led into this. He's like, how badly his dad handles being locked in when it's snowy out because he can't shovel. So you don't want to like ask somebody who's hinted that their parents aren't doing well, you know, physically. So how's he doing? Can he get around?
Like. No, but he asked you a question. You should be able to ask the exact same question right back to him. I mean...
You know what? I didn't think to. Maybe this is just me not picking up social cues. I don't know.
Maybe.
I didn't really want to know the information because I just didn't care.
Okay.
I don't know. But what he said really, you know, struck a chord with me. And he also said that he was at a party, New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve, one of the eves, and he said, "Oh yeah, your name came up," and I'm like, "Well, how?" He's like, "Oh, I don't remember, but I was with somebody."
Oh, thanks for the hint.
But I was with somebody, and you know, I happened to mention that they lived where your parents live, and they said, and I said, oh, I know one of my people works there, blah blah blah, and your name came up, and they're like, yeah, I knew Kenny. It's like, is that right? They used to call you Kenny. I'm like, well, who the fuck? Who is this? I mean, it really, someone saying that they met somebody who knows you or knew you, you kind of need to know the time period. Like, you need to know who that person is.
Yeah, were you like 3 years old?
Or was this when I was a polite kid who loved learning? Or was this when I was a fucking jerk who everybody hates?
Isn't that the logical progression of all like little nice kids that like to learn? They just become bitter assholes.
It's not like he said, oh, yeah, they said such great things. He just kind of ended it. He's like, yeah, someone who knew you. Your name came up. And I'm like, well, who? He's like, I don't know. When? It was, I don't know, maybe some party. Some, I don't know.
I'd be like, dude, never tell me a story like that ever again.
He didn't seem too concerned. It wasn't like he told me this with the door shut behind him. With a very impromptu meeting. You just kind of said it in passing. So it couldn't have been too bad. I mean, I haven't, like, if I had a history of, like, you know, being a bad kid or, like, you know, getting fucked up all the time, telling my parents to go fuck themselves and stealing cars and shit, I'd be a little concerned.
That sounds like, you know, the story of me dying.
I did hear that you had died once.
Yeah.
I guess, Steve, you got drunk and then your car got into an accident, something like that. And we knew each other from a chat room, basically. What boils down to a chat room.
Originally.
And you weren't on there for a while. And some of the people that we knew on there just decided to say that you had died. Yeah, Steve died. They commended Shawnee Murphy on his eulogy, which I thought was a little weird. I'm like, I mean, I know they're friends, but like, are they really that good of friends? Like, he's only like a couple years older than me. Like, what fucking 18-year-old, 19-year-old is giving a fucking eulogy for somebody's kid? I don't know.
Hey, you know what? Honestly,
I was convinced because, you know, Shawnee Murphy's pretty well spoken. He probably could have come up with something nice.
If it was back then and I did actually die, I'd have no problem with Shawnee Murphy delivering my eulogy.
Yeah, so like a week later, you fucking logged in. Like, I had told everybody that knew you. I told several people that like that knew you from like, you know, college. We shared a couple classes. I'm like, oh god, yo, you know Steve? He was in like our early modern Europe class. He's like, oh shit, Steve! Yeah, I know Steve. He fucking fucking died. What? What happened? And the story of what happened was just fucking tacked on. It started out like, he got into a car accident.
The phone game.
He got into a car accident. Oh, really? Yeah, he was drunk driving. Really? Yeah, he got pulled over for drunk driving after getting into an accident, and the cops fucking pulled him over, and he had a heart attack. Oh, my God, that's crazy. Then they added on that, no, he didn't have a heart attack.
But it was mild. It was a mild heart attack.
He had like some kind of heart trouble, but like he freaked out and he grabbed the cop's gun and they shot him. That's where it ended up. Yep. That you got into an accident, had a fucking episode, reached for the cop's gun, and got shot by an officer of the law. And somehow my stupid ass still believed anything that was said in a goddamn chat room, because I didn't see you. You weren't in any classes. It was like summertime. You're out of sight, out of mind, kind of.
Right.
Yeah, so I believe
I probably had a girlfriend at that time. That's probably why I didn't log on to our little chat area.
Yeah, I think you might have. I don't know. Oh, was that? Yeah, that was when you had your, you changed your username. Like on this chat room, the jungle, which is no longer exists.
I went from...
You changed your name from Steve, S-T-E-E-V, to Steve, S-T-E-E-V-I-L-N. Or like with a heart. It was like a heart or something.
What?
Yeah, I remember you fucking had, like, that was a thing. People would, like, when people were dating other people in that chat room.
No, I did do that, but the only N I can think of was not when I was 19, I was 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, this is fucking inside bullshit here. It doesn't need to be said. But yeah,
it's weird that I can understand. I can't
people
even
would put iHeart and then the fucking first initial of somebody that was, you know, also on that system.
Yeah, but there was no heart thing. It was just L. You had to
there
go
was
that.
In major chat.
Oh, was there?
And dial chat.
God.
Yeah, these are two references that nobody fucking gets. It's not like Zynamax is listening to our fucking show right now. Or Power Trip.
I have a place in my heart that always thinks that Frege is listening.
I hope he is. I'd like to.
I always try to assume he's listening.
How do you picture Frege listening? Just sitting on like a chair and a half with his feet up, just like kind of with the radio on the side of his head, and him just tilting his head, kind of chuckling occasionally. Sipping on a drink with a lime on the fucking glass.
No, not at all. You know the guy. You ever see the South Park?
No, he's just drinking fucking penny vodka sauce in a goddamn from a ladle.
He's got a beer stein full of pasta and red sauce. No, yeah. I picture Frege sitting there like the guy from the South Park with World of Warcraft. You know, like the guy that kills everybody in South Park World of Warcraft.
Yeah, with the wrist brace and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the wrist guard on.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I don't think he's listening. And if you are, Mark, God damn it. You know, let us know. Let us know that you are.
And if anybody's listening and they want to call in, we do have a call-in number.
It's 316-768-4472.
Right.
It's 316-768-4472. I got to say, Steven, that...
The hottest of all lines.
Oh, yeah, man. Wow, remember that? Holy shit. That took me a second, too. I'm like, wait, I know that. I used to like hearing that. Holy shit, that was best in show. Wow. Yeah, they've been doing their new format now for quite a while at this point, haven't they?
Chris hasn't said that in a very, very long...
On the hottest of all lines. Yes. Oh, God damn it. Hey, I like what they're doing, though. You know,
me too. I absolutely love the audio and visual thing. Because I think the best part about them doing their show over YouTube and posting it on YouTube is that you get to see the reactions on Chris and James' face when Keith says something. Because that's basically the way it goes. But very seldomly is it Keith reacting. It's Keith saying something.
Yeah, Keith has become the new Brian, basically. Like,
yeah, it's hard to fathom.
Chris's foil, whereas it's so different because like in every incarnation, it was almost like they stood shoulder to shoulder against whatever it was. They didn't really bicker too much.
No,
but I don't know. Yeah, I like it. I really enjoy what they're doing. It's best in show on Heroes Talk. Go check it out
and
subscribe if you haven't already, you sons of bitches.
And from what I hear and what was posted, I'm not sure how the weather's going to hold up, but maybe this Thursday live show.
Yeah, I don't know now. It was so funny. They picked a date in the future and shit, and no. We'll see. I don't know.
They had nice days, but now...
Have a nice days.
Now we're into snowy days, man.
Have a nice days. That guy, I haven't seen him in fucking ages at this point. He used to be a guy at Quick Check. That he kind of looked like a half man, half lizard, and the
nice.
And the man portion was like Dominican, so he had a Spanish flair to him. And whenever he would talk to you, he would kind of just like, you know, he wouldn't ask you questions. He would just say things like, "You work at the mall?" Like, no,
wait,
no, I don't. No, I don't.
Look like a lizard.
He kind of did. Like his lips were kind of like pursed. Like, ready to fucking dart a tongue out at a fly. I don't know. It's like,
that's like, a little more descriptive.
He had, like, really thick eyelids. I don't know how to describe it.
He had double eyelids. Like, he'd open his regular eyelids and the secondary set would separate from the middle.
Yeah, like, whenever he had to count out change, his tongue would just, you know, clean his eye. So, it's just something weird. You've never seen somebody who you thought kind of looked a little like a lizard? You've never
Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa does kind of... No, she doesn't have the quality. I don't think she has the quality that I'm at least seeing in this person.
Who would you say is lizardly that most people would know? Kira Sedgwick?
Yeah. Yes.
She's a bit lizardly.
Yeah, that fucking weird expression she always has, whether she's fearful, angry, triumphant, happy. Or happy. That fucking, that's like the Beavis smile, where it kind of goes up and then down. Yeah,
you don't know if they're like just that's happy, masking pain.
Yeah. She looks like they took like a skeleton out of like an old classroom and just fucking stretched skin over it.
Now, you mentioned the lady you work with having dead eyes. Now, the person I always go to when I have to explain the term dead eyes is Kira Sedgwick.
You think she has dead eyes? I don't know.
I think she has the deadest of all eyes.
Let's see. Googling dead eyes probably isn't a good idea.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a different result.
Yeah, no, you're getting that cloudy eye. Oh, no. Shit. This eye looks like somebody just took a rock. Put it in somebody's fucking head. Yeah, Googling dead eyes is not the best thing. But I did find an article here that's a top 10 celebrity guys with dead eyes.
Oh, there you go.
They're saying Steve Buscemi. I don't think he's got dead eyes.
No, he's got anything but.
Yeah.
He's got maniacal eyes.
Yeah, he's very animated. Crispin Glover.
Yes.
I would say so.
I would say yes. Because Crispin Glover.
This list is so fucking stupid. Bill Murray.
No way. Bill Murray has the life of the world behind his eyes.
David Bowie. No, that's just unfair. That's just fucking unfair. The guy's blind in one of his eyes. David Bowie actually has a dead eye.
Maybe that's what they're talking about. Maybe there's some people with glass eyes that we just didn't know about. No. Next one, Peter Falk. Well, duh.
Sammy Davis Jr.
I think he did have a glass eye.
No, he's not on the list. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't know. Dead eyes, you know it when you see it. It's one of those things, you know it. It's like you're speaking to a vending machine, basically. Yep. But it happens to resemble a human. If you ever, like, you're playing a video game, you zoom in on, like, a goddamn non-playing character that you have to interact with, usually that's a good example of dead eyes. Now, picture that in reality. There are people that have those non-moving, soulless, thoughtless eyes. That's what we're talking about. Dead eyes. I don't know.
A lot of people don't know what I'm talking about when I say that. I say, oh, they have, like, dead eyes. I'm like, what?
It's like they're a poorly written simulation of a human. It's like, hello, how are you? Wait, get input. Oh, I'm good. That's good. Wait. What are you doing?
Compiling weather protocol.
Gotta get some coffee. Wait. Just fucking, like, there can't be anything that's ever said by this person that isn't just reactionary or initiative. That's it.
Yeah, but it's initiative with no creativity behind it.
Yeah, it's like
it's just like whatever's been on the news for the last 24 hours.
Like the new robocallers that kind of like, oh, if you say the word robot or machine, they're like, oh, is my connection bad? I assure you I am a human. And you go, well, it's a good thing you're not a robot. What was that? Am I breaking up? Of course I am a human. And it just says the same fucking, like, six phrases. They've come so far with these things now. It's amazing. All they have to really do is get the telemarketers, the robocallers, to sound like your dead-eyed employee. And you'll never know. Just get them to sound as uninteresting.
They might get stuck in infinite loops.
Yeah. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I have to have my coffee. Great! I give a fuck! I don't. Choke on it. I couldn't care fucking less. Of course you have to get your coffee because you're getting coffee.
Not sure what the coffee's going to improve.
No, it does nothing.
It's not really going to help you. You should just go with some hot water.
It'll just make you rust. Like, you shouldn't drink it because you're a fucking cyborg.
Go have some white bread and hot water.
Now go lift up the entire cubicle and vacuum under it, you fucking freak.
Oh, like Rosie from the Jetsons?
Yes. Oh, Christ. So this is it. This is it, Steve. You got a shovel. Got to take time and attention away from my Doge fortune that I'm trying to amass. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say Doge, Steve?
Yeah, the Doge coin, the new... we were talking about this last week, weren't we?
I think so.
And you were talking about how you had gambled your Doge coin fortune away.
I had like 10,000 Doge, and I got greedy. I found a site called Doge Dice. And how fucked up this is that there's two Doge Dice sites. One of them has a hyphen, and one of them is a fucking scam.
So, which one did you play?
The one with the hyphen. And I won.
But which one was the scam?
The one without the hyphen, obviously. Okay. One of them had a hyphen. The one with was not. So I was playing that, and I'm like, oh, you got to go to Doge Dice, to somebody in the Doge fucking IRC room. And they're like, oh, okay. Hey, it said I sent the money, but it's never showing up in my bankroll. It's never showing up. I can't play.
Like, thanks for playing.
I'm like, I don't know. How many confirms on the transaction? I was like, I have 25 at this point. I'm like, well, it's supposed to work after 10. I'm like, wait, did you go to this site, Doge-Dice? They're like, no, I went to Doge Dice. I'm like, oh, well, fucking too bad. I guess it's over for you then. You're a fucking poor Sheba now.
You know what's kind of weird? That the Dash would be the legit site.
Yeah.
You would figure the original without a Dash would be the first site, and that would be the legit one.
And they're pretty much identical, except,
One's not a scam.
Yeah. So Doge-Dice is... It's fucking fun as shit. Because you think you're going to, like, amass all these stupid imaginary Doge coins. Because it's like, it's dice. You know, you pick your chance to win, Steve. You can... Oh, you want the maximum chance? Your maximum chance is 98.99% victory. However,
lose!
However, you're going to only get... If you bet one Doge, you're going to win 0.00. 102 fucking Doge coins. So, you know, it's a slow go, but however, if you lose, you lose the entire amount that you bet. That's how that works.
They have like a pay table that you can check all this shit at?
You go there and it's like you enter your chance to win. It tells you your bet size and how much you'd win if you win. And if you lose, you just lose your bet. So if I bet 100 right now, I would win 0.01 if my chance is 98.99%. But you figure, how am I going to be so lucky to get in that small window of losing? So I'll just keep hitting, roll, and then eventually I'll have millions of Doge dollars, whatever the fuck it is.
No, but it's like that percentage matches the percentage that you lose eventually when you do lose.
Of course.
And it's just
exactly.
It probably doesn't match it. It's probably just under, so the house wins just a little more.
It's the thing is, you get that taste of victory, and you're like, I could turn this into fucking millions, and it gets a grip on you,
because
it's like, who gives a shit? It's fucking phony bullshit. Doesn't matter. I'm not gonna be able to pay the gas bill with this fucking Doge coin. Let's see if I can get it into something real. Get it up to the level of a fucking Bitcoin, which is not real, and then get it up to the level of a dollar, which still really...
Hey, the level of a Bitcoin would be great.
Yeah. If you could get it, I mean, you can transfer it to Bitcoins and sell the Bitcoins and get dollars. That's how people are monetizing these fucking Doge coins. But I lost my fortune playing this stupid fucking dice game. Yeah.
Hold on, I do have a question. How do you, like, set this all up? Do you go through, like, a PayPal account or something?
There's an exchange where you can buy bitcoins. So you buy...
Yeah, but on, like, what kind of account? Like, what account are you, like, logging into to do this?
You register on, like, a site that sells bitcoins. It's okay. Not like, you know, you can use a PayPal, you can use a credit card or some shit.
It's like a name and password.
I'll tell you this. I'm speaking out of my ass because I've never bought any of the coins. But I have transferred things to bitcoins. I just haven't fucking... I don't have enough. Like, I have 0.001 bitcoins. So, that's a dollar. Like, I'm not going to cash out a fucking dollar.
No, I'm just saying, if say somebody went crazy on the Doge dice, and they won a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
like
so,
if they did want to cash that in, like what where are they registered? Like what's what?
So the way it works,
backing your account.
The way it works is you get a wallet, and that wallet gives you a hash, like a unique set of characters that identifies you.
So and that's like your password.
That's like your identity, basically.
Okay, that's your username.
Basically, more or less, it's your wallet. So
all right,
you use that. You give that to somebody, they can use it to send money, and that's basically what you do. You send money to the hash that's assigned to Doge Dice. They present one to you. They're like, okay, send your money here. And you say, okay, I'll send my money to this wallet.
Wallet, all
and
right.
Then that transaction gets confirmed by everybody on the network, because everybody that has a wallet downloads every fucking transaction. That's how it works.
You know, that's actually really good security.
Yeah, because you can't spoof it.
Right. Yeah. So everybody's yet. Knows the playing field.
Yeah.
Everybody downloads the goddamn playing field.
So with this Doge Dice shit, you have your wallet, you send the money to their wallet, and it shows up in your balance. And you can gamble that away.
Right.
Fucking piss it away like I did over the course of a couple days. Or, you know, let's say you're really lucky and you roll once and you double your money and you want out. You just hit withdraw. And it'll send it to the address that you used to send it there. So it just sends it back to you. Yes.
To your wallet. Okay. Yes.
So you have all the shit in your wallet, basically. That's how it works.
All right.
And it seems silly and it's crazy and all that shit, but...
No, you know what? I've seen people on Reddit actually give other people Doge coins just for...
Yeah.
Like stating a fact, you know, that nobody knew or something.
There's a lot of begging going on, too. I've seen. They're like, oh, I've only got one Doge, blah, blah, blah. And someone will tip them. There's a bot on Reddit where you say, Doge tip bot, whatever, give plus 50 to this person. And they give fucking 50 Doge out of their account. I mean, it's the same way. Like, the way that Doge dice work is
panhandlers. They're Doge panhandlers.
But, like, you have to give the money to the Doge bot if you want to be a tipper. Someone in the chat room is asking how legit it is. I mean, it's, I guess, as legit as the U.S. dollar if the U.S. dollar was unregulated. It's just another thing that people assign some kind of fucking value for. It's a created thing, and people are willing to consider it worth something. And for now, it's just fucking fun. I mean, it's like... You run your computer, you mine with your graphics cards or whatever the fuck configuration you have, and it kind of just appears in your account, basically. A whole bunch of you pull together, and you use your processing power to solve problems, and then you're rewarded with coins. And
see, I think that's a good thing, though. That's actually a good thing, because, I mean, I think you said folding at home uses it?
I don't know. I don't know what problems are being solved. I kind of said that it could be a way to entice people to participate in similar programs, because it's like, hey, do you want to work towards a cure or work towards categorizing the human genome? Just leave this program running on your computer and you're helping out. And we're like, yeah, okay. And it's like, holy shit, my fucking computer's slow. Fuck this thing. Close it.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I'm running a computer dedicated, basically, to just acquiring this stupid currency that I can gamble away.
You know what I bought into very early when they started using cloud computing?
Beanie Babies?
No, come on. One of the very first cloud computing type of things where they try to network, you know, processing power was SETI at home.
Oh, okay.
It was a search for extraterrestrial intelligence at home.
Nice.
So they had a program where it was basically like you hooked in, you had a SETI account, you logged into your SETI account, and it would just basically use your, like, it was a screensaver, I think. So you'd set your screensaver to SETI at home. So they would use that to, I guess, identify stars that had planets that they could, you know, direct radio telescopes to see if there was any fucking signals, blah, blah, blah. But that was the original. And then when the PS3 came along, it was actually one of the things that was pre-installed on a PS3. Was
I remember Pristine Sneakers talking about that on Geeks of Rage.
Yeah, it was probably years ago that he was talking about it.
Yeah.
Probably about 5 years ago. But it was folding at home, and I'm pretty sure that was for Alzheimer's. Hmm. And it would basically, you know, use PS3 processing power. If you were, you know, if the PS3 was turned on, connected to the internet,
yeah,
it would basically be like, you know, background thing that ran, and it would, like, I think it was chemical compounds and how they interacted, and basically that's the computations they were running. But I think that shit's great.
Yeah.
And if you
I don't know what the problems are that are being solved. I don't know what data is being acquired or anything like that.
Well,
but
I mean,
if it had some kind of an underlying benefit to humanity.
Why not?
That would be the greatest fucking thing ever.
Shit, I did folding at home and setting at home, and I got
fucking
no money.
Talking monkeys, fake coins. They'll cure this disease for us. It's just, it's incredible. I think it's, and the other thing is, as far as how legit is it, Reddit has just taken to this whole dog coin. I call it dog coin or whatever.
Dog.
I was discussing it with a coworker, and then another person popped over the wall. And they're like, "Are you guys? We were saying, oh yeah, Doge. It's the value's going up. Oh,
they're saying Doge."
And the other guy goes, "Are you guys talking about Doge coins?" we're talking, yeah, Doge coins. And they wouldn't stop saying Doge despite us saying Doge.
I'm trying to think if there's a rhyming word that's spelled the same way. Rogue.
It's a dog. Doge. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's a fucking made-up word. It gives a shit. But they funded the goddamn Jamaican bobsled team.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme.
They fucking pulled together this
30
bullshit,
grand.
This bullshit currency. 23 million doge was what it was. Worked out to like $27,000 for flights for the two-man bobsled team.
You know what? This is on an international stage, too.
Yeah,
that they're showing that this money is viable.
Exactly. So it was 23 million, right? I'm gonna go to this fucking site.
The last I heard, it was 30,000 American dollars that they raised for him, and they were trying to get 40K because what I heard was that it was a two man team. Yeah. The one at Cool Runnings was a four man team, but anyway, I'm still rooting for him.
So in the last couple days, it's fucking like tripled the value. Doge. So I'm assuming that they got this money for him, and that's a big win. They're like, hey, here's all our Doge coins. Here's 23 million. And they're like, fuck, how do I get this into money I can use? And they figured that out and did it right away.
Yep.
3 days later, that's that same amount of Doge is now worth $50,000. So it was 25 for their flights. They got that money, and now it's fucking doubled.
Yeah, that was the money they needed, was for basically tickets
and
lodging.
Now, and now people associated with any form of the Jamaican bobsled team are doing, like, ask me anythings and posting their Dogecoin address. It's really fucking interesting. And someone said, hey, why? I think one of the questions is, why didn't you guys hold on to it? And they said, yeah, we regret not holding on to it because now it's worth a lot more. And then people are like,
well, what are they going to do? I mean,
fuck,
you're really
going
to tell them to invest it? I mean, they have to get to the goddamn Olympics.
Of course,
was the main problem.
Of course. But the thing is, they have a grip on this whole thing, too, now. They expressed regret that they got rid of it because they're seeing that this thing is increasing. Yeah, I understand it was donated to do a good deed for them. I mean, it could have just as easily tanked and been worth zero.
Right. That's why you cash in something of that value as fast as you can.
My point is, their regret was being expressed in an Ask Me Anything that included and highlighted the guy's fucking donation address for this fucking stupid currency. Pretty awesome. And now a lot of sites are springing up where you can spend this shit.
On actual objects
and get
or something?
Real things. I mean, it's like, it's more money than spending, like, you know, regular U.S. currency at, like, or going to Amazon.
Yeah, but you're also doing nothing to get it.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that are actually buying it, though. I can't see like buying it?
Those are the people that buy downloadable content for video games because it's there.
I guess. I mean, in the last fucking 2 weeks, this thing has gone up 788%.
Or incredibly savvy investors.
At the time that I'm talking right now, it's the number is 222. It's 0.0000222 bitcoins for one doge.
Yeah, but one bitcoin is what, $900?
964 at the time of this show.
Oh, see? I mean...
Well, my favorite thing is when
you're doing Bitcoin, a double conversion here. I mean, it's not like bitcoins are worth nothing. Bitcoins are worth almost $1,000.
No, what so. I'm saying, I'm saying it's really impressive that it's this high now because it was fucking. It's on a 788 point fucking increase.
Oh, and that's over the last 2 days.
Yeah, but well, two weeks.
All right, okay, 2 weeks. But the thing is.
The last week, it's a 386. The last 3 days, 180. The last fucking,
2 days.
The last day, it's 8%.
Yeah, and that's basically because...
Find me an investment that's 8% right now.
Right, but the thing is that happened because it proved itself viable due to that whole Jamaican bobsled story.
And I'm reading that they're going to try and do the same thing for some Indian... team as well.
No, whatever.
For the Olympics.
They're not going to do as well.
No, they'll probably fund them, which is another story backing this fucking bullshit currency up.
Okay.
It's like another 20 grand.
But they still can't write a better script than Dogecoins funding the goddamn Jamaican bobsled team. Like, this is the cool runnings, too. Like, if they start off the movie with talking about Dogecoins... How great is that movie going to be?
Yeah, it's true. Absolutely true. But that's what I'm doing right now.
Rest in peace, John Candy.
I have a goddamn laptop mining this shit, and it runs all day.
I guess I should start buying into this.
The difficulty's gone up so much now. It's really difficult.
Exponentially.
If you have a good graphics card, you can do this. But I mean, I don't. So I'm sucking hind tit, Steve.
Yeah, well, I guess you are.
Yeah. I look at this and I'm like, oh, maybe I should upgrade my video card. Maybe I should do that. And I'm like, wait, hold on, stop. Stop going down that fucking path. You're going to spend $200, $300 on a fucking video card you don't need, so you can get fucking fake money.
No, you know, that's not fake.
It's fucking fake.
They got $25,000 out of it.
They did, but that's because 23 million fucking doge. That's a lot of fucking effort, Steve. I get 30 an hour.
Wait, didn't you just say that it just mines in the background and then say it's a lot of fucking effort?
It's a lot of effort to get 23 million. I get 30 an hour. Someone with a fucking $200 video card gets like maybe a fucking... 2,000 a day, so you gotta mine that shit. I don't know, it's fucking crazy, and it gets even difficult, more and more difficult every single day. But I don't know, I am banking on the fact that I'm gonna hold whatever I get, and eventually it's gonna become so hard to mine any of them that if you have them,
well, they'll stop mining altogether.
I mean, no.
Or just still, drive it down.
There's only a certain number of them.
It'll be driven down, like the processing amount needed to get one doge will be astronomical.
Exactly. So you won't be able to get them other than purchasing them, which will make the value go up. I don't know.
Which is kind of sad, because I think...
That will kill the nature of this... The lighthearted nature of this fucking fake bullshit currency. Like, yeah, people just throw it around because it's like, ah, fuck it. I'm just, here you go. Nice comment. Here's a couple. I mean, like, the first transaction with bitcoins was a guy bought a pizza for 10,000 bitcoins. And that was the first transaction.
Wait, 10,000?
Yeah.
That's $9.9 million?
Yes.
That was a $9.9 million pizza.
I'm sorry, it was 5,000 bitcoins.
That's $45,000. No,
it's $4.8 million.
5 million. Oh, shit.
Yeah, $4.8 million. That was the first transaction for Bitcoin. Someone spent 5,000 Bitcoins on a pizza. And it's like, hey, I bought something real with this bullshit, blah, 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 blah. And now that it's like 900, almost 1,000 of fucking Bitcoin, you hear people like, oh, shit, wait. I bought a bunch of these things when Bitcoin started like 3 years ago. But I kept my wallet in like a hard drive that I threw out. There was a story of a guy going through a landfill to try and find his fucking old hard drive because he probably would have had $50 million.
If there's any time to go through a landfill, that's the time.
It's fucking gone.
Oh, that's fucking sad, man.
Hey, what are you going to do? You don't know what the fuck is going to be valuable. Like, you hear me speaking about this Doge shit right now, how fake and bullshitty I'm saying it is, and how worthless. Right. No, none of the shit they keep on hoarders is ever going to make anybody a fucking millionaire.
Actually, they save newspapers. I mean, what newspapers?
They save fucking life preservers with fucking holes in them. Like, I might fix it one day. Yeah, fuck you. You're not doing shit. Oh, this pen, it doesn't write. Yeah, but I like it because it was the first time I ever did a cursive Q. And I got compliments on my Q.
Wow.
Like,
wow,
bullshit.
That would make a great episode. Is that actually from an episode?
No, but the fact that you don't know makes it like really fucking real.
I would watch that episode just for
someone
that.
Someone kept pills that their mother fed them. Like a non-empty bottle of like little pills from when they were a kid. They're fucking in their 50s. They just kept this shit. Like,
now, I know Barb used to be big into hoarders, wasn't she?
Barb? I think she was.
Yeah, Barb was like the hoarders.
She used to watch a lot of reality shows. I know that. I don't know if she... I don't know if specifically she watched Hoarders, but some of it is just fucking... I get so fucking irritated. Between that, the Princess show, and... Oh, God. Any show...
I can name a lot more. Is the Princess show even running still? Tell me it's not.
They're airing old episodes.
But on what channel?
I don't know. Amanda finds it and puts it on, and I go, I watch this fucking whore ruining her fucking family because she can't not buy jeans every day. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Do you realize your father has to work 70 hours a week and will never pay off his debts because of you? Sorry, Dad. Sorry. Like, a sorry is going to fucking erase that. You fucking cunt. Why? So you can get fucking fruit juice and vodka spilled on the pocket? At a fucking club when you should be working or sleeping or doing something? You fucking irritating
bitch. It'd be better
bitch.
If she was just sleeping all the time. Yeah. Just let her sleep.
There are some where it's like, oh, we noticed that you spend $20,000 a month on fucking clubbing. You make $60,000 a year. In 5 years, you'll be $7 million in debt.
No, the best are the ones of the girls that don't even work.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, you know, you make $500 a year.
Your income? Zero.
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 Now, I did my homework.
I never actually thought of it. It's every fucking dumb... Oh, God damn it. It's just fucking stupid.
That's infuriating.
I can't understand the mentality of my number one pastime is just acquiring things.
Shopping.
I don't fucking understand it. We have a brain capable of creative thought. We can make things. We can enjoy things and appreciate things. Why the fuck is buying sweaters an entertaining thing? I don't understand it.
I think I figured this out. This whole buying and shopping thing. People see something. They want it. And they go get it. Now, the whole story that got them from beginning to end of what I just mentioned, that's what makes them happy in life.
Oh, fuck that.
Like, I saw this bag.
Okay, well, how do they get to that
point? I saw a bag.
How do you get to that point where that's what does it for you? Because for me, it doesn't do shit for me. Acquiring things, it doesn't do a fucking thing for me. And I know
this is a certain division of the population. I would say a hefty 75% female.
I got it. What I'm saying is I want to know what was missing in their childhood, their life, that drove
nothing.
Them to that.
Nothing was missing. That's why they don't go seeking happiness, because they've been happy their whole lives. They don't go seeking,
I don't think that's it.
Affirmation from their parents, because their parents fucking coddled them their whole life.
I don't even think that's it, Steve, because I have a feeling that your mom praised you your entire life, but you found interests along the way. You found things that you learned to cook. You learned to plant goddamn herbs. So those are things that you do that you enjoy doing.
I was also taught to appreciate things.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What's fucking missing from a life that just is the only thing that fucking makes him happy is just buying socks. I don't fucking get it. There's no appreciation of anything. The only thing that makes him feel happy is just, there's just jeans. Buy more jeans. I don't understand it.
It's not just like, white girls that do stuff like this. I mean, you have your Air Jordans and everybody, they'll spend their last dollar. Like, certain people will spend their last dollar on the new Kobe Bryant, the new, they spend all this money on fucking shoes and sneakers.
I'm trying to figure out what I have to do if I have a kid. What do I have to do to ensure that this kid is not going to become someone whose primary goal, primary fucking mission is just to get shit? And I think it's got to be that you have to be exposed to things, and you have to develop an interest in anything. Not just, look at this shiny thing I could put on my fucking feet. Oh, that's great. No. Fuck no. If you have an appreciation for something that does it for you, you want to do that all the goddamn time. How does it get to be programming or woodworking or fucking cooking or anything other than just new shoes,
buying new bag, stuff,
fucking fresh goddamn laces on a sneaker that's never touched the ground?
If you're not, here it is. If you're not introduced to things, you won't have an interest in it. So if you're never introduced to gardening, it's a very random thing that you just pick it up.
Yeah.
So you're taught stuff from your parents and your grandparents. Now, if you have wealthy parents and grandparents, what you're going to remember is them buying a new car, them talking about clothes, them talking about buying this and buying that. If that's all you hear about.
I don't think it's just wealthy. I think it's just anybody. It could be.
Or anybody who's focused on that. I mean, if that's what your parents' focus is, that's what you're getting exposed to most in your life. So
I'm obsessed with trying to figure out how you develop somebody. Like, if you have a kid, how do you get them to have a personality that they want to figure shit out? Because I work
them to everything.
I'm a software developer, and I work with other developers, and some of them have no interest in figuring shit out. And I think that's inherent. You have to have that ability.
Yeah,
to do
that's
this job.
That's what makes you
a
developer.
Some of them don't fucking have any interest in doing that, and I need to know what makes one person that type of person. That is a thought that fucking consumes me. Every time I say, hey, you're running into this problem and you're coming to me with it because you think I can help. But the fact is, the only way I'm going to be able to answer it is by looking into it and figuring it out. That's my answer to any question that people come to me with. It's like, they're like, hey, if I don't know it off the top of my head, I have to fucking figure it out. And I tell them this, and they're disappointed that I don't just have the fucking answer right away. I'm like, well, listen, you and I are now on both the same level. We don't know it. The difference is you're here asking me if I know it because you want a quick answer. Now I don't have it, so you should be going away. And you I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you have to have that fucking mentality. It's like, okay, I'm not going to get a quick answer. I got to dig in because it has to get done and it has to be done right. I have to figure out exactly what's going on. But people there are people that are not wired that way. I don't know how I really feel fortunate that I am. And I don't know how I became that way.
Well, I think that's naturally in certain people. You're naturally curious. So if something's going wrong, you want to know why. If you wrote code that doesn't seem to be working the right way, you want to know why.
I have to know why. Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean,
I got but, you. If something isn't working but as I expected, I have to look into it. Yes.
Yeah, but I think your want is you want to know what's going on. You don't care about the have to because you know you want to anyway. You know what I mean? Like you're not going to sit there and just say, oh, I don't know. I'll go find somebody else. See, there's always people that want to go find somebody else that knows more than them and not take on a problem themselves. Now, it's not wrong to search out people that know more than you, but it's wrong to always do that and not even trust in yourself as much to figure out a problem when you can.
I think the case is some of that. I mean, if you know that somebody has this knowledge and can give you and can give you a perspective.
Yeah, but you're not.
That's what expertise is for. That's what expertise is for.
Right.
To give perspective on something, to guide somebody a certain way.
Not just passing
it on. Not to fucking just give you the whole answer, to do it, to just be the fucking oracle for everything you run into.
Right. And you know what? That's what happens in IT. Anybody that works in IT or programming...
I work in a department of fucking programmers, Steve. It's not like I'm the only fucking person. And don't get me wrong. I run into situations I don't know what the fuck I need to do. So I ask. I say, hey, what do you... I come up with what I think I need to do. And I say, what do you think of this approach? That's it. And then they'll point me in a direction, and then I fucking go, and I do it.
Some people just don't want to try. I think that might be it. People just don't want to try. Like, I tried once and failed, that's it. Or I'm not even going to try at all because I have no idea and I don't want to learn. The worst is the people that don't want to learn. If you honestly say to anything in this fucking world that you don't want to learn about it, I instantly fucking...
It depends on the fucking thing. It really does. Like, for example, a coworker, before I knew what it was, wanted to talk about goddamn bronies with me. And I'm like, you know, I vaguely know what that is, but I don't want to have this fucking conversation with you. I don't want to learn about goddamn bronies. And of course, eventually, like all things, you're just overexposed to them and you fucking figure it out exactly what the fuck it is. There are things that you need to know. If you need to know something and you're still like, hey, you know what? Not for me. I'm not going to figure that out. Fuck it. Not going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I lose a lot of respect for people that do that.
It's just giving up. Like, I think certain people just are programmed to give up. Not care. Find the easiest route. I mean, the easiest route sometimes can be good.
Sure.
But it's not always the best route. Sometimes you have to... The easiest route usually involves not learning what you should so you can do your job better in the future.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting a little off the topic, which is... I don't even know what the topic is. I just kind of had this thought where some people only in life only enjoy acquiring things, and other people only enjoy fucking making things. And I don't know how that... I don't know where the fork in the road of a lifetime is. Where do you make that fucking change?
If you make something, you definitely need someone that wants to acquire it. So maybe that's the purpose of those people in society.
Just to be a pure consumer.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you know what? As long as they're the top percent earners, that's good. Let the princesses exist to buy stupid tchotchkes.
They never do. And they never fucking do. Oh, it's so infuriating.
Yeah, it's only what's most
and their overuse of the word amazing fucking really just burns my soul. It's amazing. Amazing. Shut the fuck up. It's a salad, you bitch.
I worked with a kid
it's
who fucking...
It's amazing. Shut up.
Every movie he ever talked about, amazing, at least came up four
it's
times.
Amazing. Not amazing, Steve. Amazing. It's amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Like Veelchop used to say something, or he said something once on The Awful Hour, where he noticed an irritating thing with broads is that some of them don't say phone. They say foon.
Phone.
Foon. Where's my foon? Fuck you. Oh,
that had to be in Canada somewhere.
No, there's a lot. I've heard it. I've heard it locally too. I've heard it, and it grinds me.
I'm trying to get the pronunciation. Really,
foon. Foon.
Is it like foon or foon?
Yeah, foon. Foon.
Foon.
Oh, I've got my foon. Fuck you. It's amazing. You're eating it's Panera fucking salad. It's amazing. Yeah, you're amazed. 69 million of these are eaten every fucking day. It's amazing. A Mexican in the back opened a bag, poured it into a fucking bucket, and they put it on a plate for you. Amazing. Ah. Jesus Christ. This is why I play games and I don't play them. I partake in online games, and I don't stick to the objective. I am 100% a goddamn online game griefer. Ever since I learned the term in Minecraft,
you played Minecraft?
I did.
I never played it.
Very briefly, Steve.
Yeah.
I discovered that...
I've seen some cool Minecraft stuff before.
Sure. I went on, and I saw like somebody made a Death Star. I'm like, wow, that's really great. And I climbed on top of it, and I looked down, and I held the dig button and went right fucking through it in 4 seconds. I destroyed this person's fucking sculpture. It probably took him a month.
Did it fall apart?
No, I just dug a hole right there.
Oh, you just made a line through it?
Down. And I got banned from that server for griefing. And I didn't know that was a thing.
That's griefing?
Griefing is, you know, being a malicious person. In the game world, not collaborating. I guess in terms of Minecraft, if you go and you see somebody building something and you just are there to fuck it up, you're a griefer. And that's exactly what the hell I was before I knew what the term was. And now I am applying that term to Grand Theft Auto 5, where I am coming up with ways I've never even thought of to grief in that game.
See, I always thought that griefing was it was more of using the game mechanics, like using an exploit in game mechanics to do stuff to people. Like
terrible. Not using an exploit, but exploiting your access to things in the game. Not an exploit.
Yeah, but that's in the game.
Exploit. Example, it's not a fix. It's intended gameplay. To be able to destroy something because you might screw up. However, I'm exploiting the fact that you can build and destroy by building and destroying while someone is trying to do something else. I'm causing them grief. I am a griefer. It's not like a bug in the game that's going to allow me to fucking just detonate everybody's thing. I'm being a problem. And that's what griefing really is.
What did you say in Grand Theft Auto?
Now I've taken to Grand Theft Auto, where I am now a griefer in Grand Theft Auto 5. I don't know if you know the online experience.
I haven't played it yet.
For Grand Theft Auto 5. It's basically, when you go into any GTA game, 3 and up, you're in a world, and it's third person, you see your character, you walk around, and you have the option of going along with the missions. You have the option of just saying, fuck the missions, and destroying everything. Causing mayhem. Getting punished or killed for it, but so be it.
I mean, that's how I always played GTA. I mean, one player.
And now...
I'd basically go for his getting 5 stars and seeing how long I lasted.
How long can you hold up, right? So then they added online elements somewhere around, I think, Grand Theft Auto 4, maybe? I don't know.
I think 3.
But it was like you would be in the single-player game, get your cell phone and say, go online.
And right.
It would fire up some... online thing, you'd be in kind of like a temporary little stage, and then you would play. Now, it's either you play the single player, or you play online. And when you pick online, or you pick single player, the world looks exactly the same. You start out, you see your character, you can go along with missions, or you can fuck shit up. The difference is when you're online, there's other people.
There's a bunch of assholes.
And you see their blips on the map. And not everybody is an asshole. That's the beauty of it, Steve.
No, everyone is an asshole.
No, a lot of the people that I'm telling you this because I am an asshole. I was fully expecting a lot of assholes in this game. A lot of people are in there in the online game playing the fucking missions. So I thought, well, okay, I'll just go wherever the blips are and I'll have my fun by just killing them. And I didn't
see. I knew you were that kind of guy. I knew you were.
And I am. And it fucking makes me so happy to just ruin someone's experience online. But I really like when you played one online session of what? Liberty City Stories or some shit with me.
Yeah.
And all we did was I hunted you down and shot you. And you got bored of it and just fucking.
All you did was attack me constantly.
Yeah. We were in a death match.
No, it wasn't a death match.
Yes, we were.
You assigned that to yourself in your head that I didn't see.
We were in the lobby. We didn't even play a game.
Yes, no, I know. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll just grab a car and go. And you start chasing me. And I'm like, dude, you just want to kill me. I understand
how this
is going
to work. That's all I wanted to do.
But the problem with that game was that it would always keep respawning me if I died. Right near you.
And we had full weapons and everything. Anyway, so in this game, I look at the little GPS map, and I find the blips, and I'd kill people, and they'd yell at me with their mics, and I'm like, oh shit, people can talk on this. I didn't realize that. And I heard, DJ Nee Styles, stop ruining my fun! And I'm fucking hooked now. I am going to hunt these little motherfuckers and ruin their entire night. I stayed up 3 more hours just going wherever the fuck they went and fucking up what they were trying to do. They were trying to hit like the jumps that are in the game. There's a certain number of jumps that you hit and you get points or level, whatever the fuck. They were trying to hit every single one. And right as they were making the approach, I would fucking pick them off their goddamn motorcycle. Fucking hell! DJ Neestar, leave this game! So that went on for a while. And then I got bored of it a little bit. So I would just keep going on and hunting people and all that shit. And I found people were hunting me back. And that was fun. I liked getting into the firefight.
You've never hunted anything until you've hunted a man.
Exactly. So then what I discovered is there's one mission where your boss says, hey, I want this car. I need you to respray it and then bring it to this garage. And when they initiate that mission randomly for you, they light a green car up on the map.
So you're chasing down the cars as they were trying to get in.
You want to get that car and you want to respray it. But what I didn't realize is that car is open to anybody. That mission is now available to anybody. So I saw somebody going for it. Their blip was moving towards the car. I'm like, okay, this person's doing the fucking mission. Because why would you just take that shitty car when you take any car?
So you let them get in, wait till they sat in there, then hit the button to carjack them.
No,
I
didn't.
As soon as they sat in it.
Steve, not even close. I knew what they were doing. They had to get the car. They had to respray it. They had to bring it to the garage. I went.
So you hung out at the sprayer.
I went to. Can I tell a story?
I'm trying to figure out your next move.
So I go to the respray place.
Yeah, told you.
And I go behind a wall, and I hit the stealth button. I hide behind the wall. That removes my blip from the map. They don't know I'm there. I see their blip fucking around a little bit. I'm waiting like 10 minutes. They finally make it to the fucking respray place, whatever the fuck it is. They go in the garage. Their dot turns into a circle with a slash. That means they're kind of out of the game, which means they're spraying their car. I have a couple minutes. I go out. I steal 3 cars. I jam the fucking exit of the spray place. The one place that they have to take this car out of, I jam it with stolen cars, and I now hit the stealth button and duck behind the pile of cars, and I wait. Then I see the dot go from a circle slash to a solid dot. It fucking dotters around the parking lot a little bit. They're trying to be real careful not to ding the car up. They get up the ramp. They approach the ramp. They kind of stop. I pop up. I fire all of my fucking shots right through the windshield. kill the person, take the car, drive it into the ocean. So they had to spend money to respray this car that they were going to make back if they got the car to the garage. But now the car is at the bottom of the fucking ocean. So I have discovered that I can fuck people's missions up. I've also, just by chance, I saw somebody, another player, driving a really nice car. They got out. I got in. I start driving the car. I'm crashing this fucking thing, whatever. I run the guy over. He dies. And I'm just jamming this car into walls. So really, I want to fuck this car up. And then all of a sudden, I see him respawn. Just like you were saying, a really close respawn. I decide I'm going to get out of the car, fucking light him up, fire rounds at him. I drop him. I try to get back in the car, and it says, "You do not have permission. Only this person, this car belongs to so-and-so, and you do not have access to the car." So there's a fucking setting where if it's your personal car, you can make it so that only you can drive it.
Right.
He didn't have it enabled. And then at some point when I had stolen it, he enabled it. So I got out of the car. He's dead. I couldn't get back in. So I decided I would just shoot all the tires and break all the windows.
My God.
Good luck driving on the rims, motherfucker. It's so fucking fun. And if they said nothing, Steve, I would be bored instantly. If they said nothing, I would not do it again. However, they say things.
See, that was always my thing.
You fucking jerk! Fucking, I just paid for that car. I just got an upgrade. Now, fucking asshole, why don't you just fucking let me play? Fucking jerk! Fucking kill you! What are you gonna fucking do? See, if this was real life, you wouldn't steal my car. Like, yeah, you're right. I wouldn't.
Real life.
I also wouldn't get out to shoot you, you fucking idiot.
When I played, I think it was one of the Street Fighter games online, Street Fighter 3 or something.
Okay.
4. I played it on PlayStation, and that's the PlayStation control you can plug in your headset. So I'm playing, and like a lot of people are talking. I'm like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Just keep playing. And then I'm like, these people are saying stuff. They're like, oh, that was a really good combo. I go, yeah. And then I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything, but yeah. So if people say something, they're like, oh, I just fucking kicked your ass. Yeah. They're like, dude, what are you doing in this game? You know, do you know how to play? Yeah. And that was like the only game I ever really responded to people via voice chat. I mean, I played WoW with voice chat, but that's way different.
I had no mic for the PS3, but I just figured I guess you could plug anything in if it has a USB plug. And I found, I had a Rock Band mic. So I plugged that shit in, and I'm holding it, and I'm berating these people. I am going back at them. I'm having a fucking blast. I don't know how anybody plays these games seriously.
No.
It is so fucking fun to ruin it for other people that I don't know how any levels get completed.
Well, see, that's the thing with WoW, because if you play like any kind of MMORPG...
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, well, the reward is completing something by using teamwork. And it's people on the internet, which is basically herding cats. So it's like successfully herding cats to get something done in a game. And that's more rewarding than fucking it up, because anybody could do one thing wrong at it. Like WoW used to have 40-man raids. So you'd have 40 people online from different locations sitting at their computers trying to do something that only like one or two other people have done. And you're trying to get this done, and you actually do it. That's more rewarding than being the guy that fucked it up.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I've been the guy that fucked it up multiple times.
I love other people just ruining their expectations of what... Like, they come home from work. They want to unload a little bit on this game. They decide, you know what? I'm going to play online tonight.
Yeah.
And they're going to... Like, I'm going to level my guy up. Because you have one character. You fucking... Actually, you have to pick your grandparents... And it uses fucking simulated genetics to come up with your features. You design the look of your grandparents.
Wait, on what? GTA 5?
When you build your character, I had to like, it's like, okay, what is your
grandparents?
What does your fucking mom's grandma look like? Or your mom's mom look like? What's your mom's dad look like? What's your dad's dad look like? What's your dad's mom look like? And it fucking goes
through.
It's insane. Yeah.
Wait, honestly? Like, this is real?
Yeah, I swear to God. It uses like some fucking genetic shit.
I gotta look up the video after we do the show. Now I have to see the character creation.
And still, I just picked whatever the fuck I wanted my guy to look like. It's not like I like approximated my grandparents' looks.
You had cornrows, went to get a haircut, and then you had an afro.
My guy looks like he kind of works at a gas station, but isn't that into it. That's pretty much the look my guy has.
Hey, that's what I go for on a daily basis.
It's like, there could be a line of cars at the at one of the pumps, but he's still eating that stick of jerky.
He's just on his phone, switching songs.
Yeah, he's just pawing at his fucking phone, just swiping left to right.
I have a local gas station guy that fucking does that shit.
Yeah, like he probably asks every third person if they have trees. You got trees? You got trees?
Oh, no, they're all running.
You got green?
No, I got all Russians working every gas station miles of my house.
Yo, you burn?
Yeah, you got that green?
You burn? No, I don't burn.
I smell something in there, bro. Roll that window down a little bit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'll be there in a minute. Fucking asshole. Anyway, let me wrap this shit up. Speaking of things that are amazing... Go to HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. That's HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Click the link over to Amazon.com. Buy something and enjoy it. That's right. You don't need to give us money. We don't have a Kickstarter. We're not going to list all the different things we'll give you with your donation levels. No, there's no fucking donations. We don't accept it. We just want you to buy shit from Amazon. You're going to do it anyway at some point.
You can give us Doge coins all you like, though.
I will publish my Doge fucking wallet. And I will have
to accept that's Doge Folio.
No, we will not accept any donations. Go buy stuff on Amazon. HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. You click, you buy, we get a small cut. All is well. Check out all the shows on Heroes Talk. That's Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, and I Apologize. Go to HeroesTalk.com, subscribe, download everything we've ever done. And tell your friends about it if you enjoy it. And if you don't, tell your friends that you don't like it. Maybe they will. And maybe you go fuck yourself. Steve, is there anything you would like to say?
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Ooh, watch yeah. Our world. It's Jamaican bobsled time.
Shandipal.
I love it.
Thank you.